USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's very pleased with the Senate passing a $95.3 billion foreign aid bill with assistance for Ukraine and Israel.
It's certainly been years, perhaps decades, since the Senate passed a bill that so greatly impacts not just our national security, not just the security of our allies, but the security of Western democracy.
It also sets up a showdown with House Speaker Mike Johnson, who thinks there should not be more aid to Ukraine. A recent poll indicates that a hypothetical November matchup between President Biden and former President Trump isn't widely favored among voters. According to the Reuters Ipsos poll, Trump has the support of 37% of respondents, while Biden holds 34%. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals the consumer price index increased by 0.3% last month. That reflects higher expenses for goods and services for Americans. The NYPD sharing images of two suspects involved in the fatal subway shooting at Mount Eden Station Monday. Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
Once the groups come together on the train, there's a verbal dispute that quickly leads to a physical fight. As the train is pulling into the station at Mount Eden, one round is fired inside of the train car.
A 35-year-old man who was an innocent bystander was killed. Five others were injured. Texas private investigator William Deere claims to have solved the O.J. Simpson case, which has consumed him for 30 years. Deere asserts that the knife discovered at Simpson's residence was not the murder weapon. He alleges to have acquired the actual murder weapon from an abandoned storage unit's auctioned contents. Furthermore, he contends that O.J. is innocent and implicates his son Jason as the killer. Deere believes advancements in DNA technology could facilitate an arrest in that case. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
According to the State Department, a U.S. citizen has been reported killed in the occupied West Bank. The individual has not been identified by the State Department. However, Defense for Children International Palestine said that a 17-year-old Palestinian-American boy was shot and killed by Israeli forces on Saturday. The State Department said it has no additional information to provide out of respect for the family. A food recall you should know about if you shop big retail. Corey Myers has more.
A nationwide dairy recall linked to a deadly listeria outbreak now includes products sold at Costco, Walmart, and other major retailers. The recalled products include snack wraps, taco kits, salad kits, and other foods sold with dairy ingredients made by Rizzo Lopez Foods Incorporated. Health officials have said evidence linked the company's dairy products to an ongoing deadly listeria outbreak that's been happening since 2014. At least 26 people got sick, 2 people died, and 23 were hospitalized in 11 states, according to the CDC.
California's national reputation is plummeting, with half of U.S. adults perceiving the state's decline, according to a recent survey by the Los Angeles Times. The sentiment transcends party lines, with 48% of Republicans viewing California as not really American anymore. Despite its progressive stance, 30% of Democrats feel the state is excessively liberal. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.